Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The story is a bummer if you're a fan of Chauncey Billups, and it's a bummer if it further undermines the authenticity of sports. These are prop bets that were manipulated in the case of Terry Rozier. This does tie into Jontay Porter. There's a great summation put together by Joe Pompliano, who is a sports and business writer and a guy that we follow, and he kind of has the whole case laid out, and we'll try and sum it up as quickly as possible coming up in a minute, although you heard much of it there in the update with Brendan. Let's go to Todd. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Doug and Gator, longtime listener.
What's up?
I had to bring up, first of all, I got to praise King for raising the question of Pittsburgh poop against Green Bay crap.
Yeah.
But that was a great one. But no, everybody forgets, and the NBA is so great at sweeping things under the rug, that Donahue started this thing before sports betting was even legal. And that was multiple NBA refs and the mafia and their people who would manipulate
that was,
games.
Tim Donahue, for those.
Was it multiple NBA refs?
It was multiple. Watch the Netflix documentary.
I did.
Where he, yes, and they admitted that it was multiple NBA refs that were his friends and his buddies from college, and they asked him multiple times in that documentary if he did it, and he kept smirking like he was on like hush. That was part of the deal.
I don't recall him concluding that it was multiple NBA refs, but maybe you're right.
I do believe it was multiple NBA refs, and they were all benefiting from it. And I remember the NBA wanted to sweep that under the rug as fast as possible. And with the rise of AI and technology and sports betting being legal, you can only imagine 10 or 15 years later what that looks like.
Well, look, that was a bad story for the league for sure. And in the case of Tim Donaghy, and I know that there was a lot of ahas out there, it hasn't occurred to me watching games again that this ref is on the take. But every time these stories come up, do I get closer to thinking things are fixed? Because it just, there's so much money being made already. Now, the refs, they probably are a little bit more susceptible to this. They don't get paid the way a lot of athletes do.
They just get paid really well.
College athletes don't get paid the way, well, some of them do now. Many of them don't, though.
No, many of them don't.
And I don't know.
They get scholarships and everything else that comes with it, and now they get NIL as well.
Yep. So, look, that Netflix documentary took a lot of criticism because of some debunked things that Tim Donaghy was claiming that later were called not true. Pretty clear that Donaghy did it. I do not remember there being others in that net that were accused of that, but still, I mean, that was a bad story for the league. This is a bad story for the league. Here's a total summation from Joe Pompliano. This was an illegal gambling and sports rigging operation. It spanned years across 11 states. 30 individuals have been arrested. 13 are mafia members. Then we have the three that we know about with the NBA ties. So that's 14, 15, 16. There are 14 more that we don't know who they are. Who knows who they are? But it was indeed a mafia case. There are two separate indictments, so there's two things here. This, again, a summation from Joe Pompliano. The first involves six defendants accused of participating in sports corruption that exploited insider information involving NBA players. The defendants leveraged their connections to place prop bets on confidential insider information, winning tens of thousands of dollars. The second indictment is the rigging of illegal poker games. So you have point shaving over here, and you have rigging of illegal poker games. One was involved in both. Damon Jones was involved in point shaving, again, according to this story, according to the news conference, and he was involved in the rigging of poker games.
So the poker games being rigged is, this is the scary part, because if this is where NBA players' involvement or former players like Chauncey involvement, if they knew that they were being used like this, hey, we need you to come in and be the lure for people to come in so they want to gamble next to you because you're a superstar, and we're going to rig the game so you win. That's horrible, and that seems like this is kind of what this is, that they used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed.
Okay, so what is the cheating tech? So now we're just talking about the poker games, right?
Yep.
In the two separate, the defendants utilized altered shuffling machines to read the cards in the deck. Then that information was relayed to an offsite operator who then sent that information to someone at the table. So these shuffling machines would tell what cards were in people's hands. Other cheating technologies included poker chip trays that read cards through hidden cameras, special contact lenses and glasses that could read marked cards, and X-ray poker tables that could read cards that were face down. The poker scheme targeted victims who are lured to participate in rigged poker games by a chance to play alongside former professional athletes. These athletes included Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones. So this implies that there's more. As far as the point shaving, there's two tentacles of that have been outed. The FBI says the NBA player Terry Rozier told the defendants he was going to leave a game early on March 23rd, 2023 with an injury. The defendants placed more than $200,000 on wagers on the unders for his prop bets. The FBI says that former Raptors player Jontay Porter was threatened to participate in the sports gambling scheme because of his gambling debts. And Porter's already been banned from the league. At this point, let me be clear, because we have a player that there was great interest here in Detroit who is not on an NBA roster right now because of what is an ongoing investigation. Sound like he was cleared, but it also sounded like Terry Rozier was cleared on an accusation years ago.
Yeah, and that's a bone of contention. Rozier's agent has come out and released a statement, and he's not real thrilled with this because it seemed like he was told that, first of all, that his client was cleared, and second of all, that they had worked out some kind of an arrangement where he thought that he would be able to, if there was going to be more questioning, that he'd be able to go ahead and self-surrender. And that wasn't the case, that the FBI did all this this morning to get the perp walk and all that. To which I would say, look, if they've got evidence that says you're guilty, I don't care what sort of prearrangement you had. If they want to do the perp walk, go ahead and do it. You know, if they've got evidence to show that you're guilty and that you're going to be indicted, so be it.
248-539-9797. Brandon is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brandon.
What's going on, Doug and Gator? How are you guys doing today?
Okay.
All right, Brandon.
I have a question. Is the evidence showing that Chauncey was doing this while he was playing?
I don't think it hasn't.
It says
this investigation has gone over what, 4 years or something like
it
that.
It says okay, the rigged okay. poker games were a chance to play alongside former professional athletes. These athletes okay. include Chauncey Billups, so that means Chauncey is post playing days.
Okay, good. Because I was telling the screener, can we finally say that they threw the champion? I mean, the Eastern Conference championship with LeBron score.
No, I don't think we can.
Listen, guys.
I don't think we can. But, I mean, you got to figure for all of these, for what has been uncovered. I mean, here's why I'm not naive. For what has been uncovered, there are, I'm sure, other schemes that have not been uncovered and maybe never will be uncovered. Maybe I need to start doubting stuff more. 248-539-9797. It's Doug Carson, Scott Anderson. We'll get to some Michigan State talk at 11:30. 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Feedback regarding this major breaking story in the NBA. Well, I'm optimistic thinking along these lines. If you had a big party at your house and a poker game got out of control and people started betting big money, it's technically an illegal poker game. That's not what this is about. And this text was sent before we read the details of X-ray chip trays and shuffling machines. And
they were rigged.
Yeah,
that they used people at the tables to draw celebrity former players to draw people in so they could say they played alongside, and then they allegedly rigged the games
against
to bilk those people out of millions of dollars.
Yep.
So that the other people would win the games.
Yep.
It's a horrible story.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's a story that's developing, but the indictments are coming down.
More here. There was a time when sports leagues totally distanced themselves from gambling, wouldn't even put a team in Vegas. Now they're basically sponsored by gambling sites, and gambling is being glorified as if it isn't a harmful vice. This type of thing was bound to happen. Money ruins everything.
You literally can't get away from it when watching any sporting event. Does not matter. Literally, I'm watching the Pistons last night. And it's on a network called the FanDuel, network.
Right.
I mean, like, you can't.
Yep.
We're going to be entering, DraftKings Arena and whatever. Name your betting site, right? And they already have sections. you know, in the stadium.
So here's what's interesting is, you know, I always found it amazing how prominent it was when I went to England. It was gambling or sports books everywhere. There were, you know, they were the leagues and all that. And I'm like, how do they do it here? And I guess I'm not paying attention if there's major scandals going on in the EPL or anything like that, but horse racing and et cetera, et cetera. Although I should be suspicious because I used to read Dick Francis novels, who was a mystery writer, and they were all centered around horse racing. True story. Anyway, long story short, I wondered how they did it there. And whatever, whether it was working there or not, I don't know. This feels like it's kind of turning into a bit of a broken system. I'm not going to read this one because it is trying and convicting someone on the air, and I don't appreciate that. Do you think there's a chance the major sports leagues distance themselves from the sports books now? It's such a strange double standard. Don't gamble, sign the NBA, brought to you by DraftKings. I do wonder about that. I do wonder about a lot of this stuff. Here's Adam Silver was recently on the Pat McAfee show and was asked about it, the commissioner of the NBA, and here's what he said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I mean, it sounds great, but in the meantime, you're still cashing checks.
Would player props, would eliminating player props be a big step towards this? Just eliminate them?
I would have no issue if they did that. I think that would help to...
Seems like the easiest thing to
take away some
right?
of the anxiety over it. Yeah, because absolutely it's easy. I mean, when you're talking about with whichever player it is that left the game with a foot, right?
Yep.
That's the easiest way in the world to manipulate. Bet the under, guys. I'm going to fake an injury or whatever it is. I'll be out of this by halftime. Yeah. Ow.
Yep.
There goes a spasm. I got to come out of the game, coach.
I mean, it still doesn't guard against all manipulation, but those are you are in total control of manipulating your own stats for the purposes of an under. If you leave the game with a back in an effort to manipulate a point spread, your team still might come through. You don't have as much control over that. I'm sitting here as someone who doesn't do much exotic and big gambling. But eliminating player props would be, wouldn't change my life at all. But I'm only speaking on my own behalf. Maybe there's people out there that love the player props. But Rick and Acell, you're 97 on the ticket. Hi, Rick.
Hey there, fellas. Just my first time calling into your show. I've listened to it for a long time, and hats off to you guys. You do the best job in sports media in the city, so I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Listen, this is really about, well, it could be principally about addiction, and I worked in addiction medicine for about 20 years. I'm not a clinician, but I worked in an administrative capacity, so I worked side by side with the people who treated addicts, you know, and you know, the whole situation where you get somebody like Chauncey who risks so much, you got to believe that the odds are pretty high that there might be some addiction type thing going on here, because that's one of the warning signs of addiction is when, you know, the consequences keep getting steeper and steeper, and yet you won't change your behavior in terms of doing something that's really dangerous. So it could be that that's part of what's going on here. And I think probably other callers have covered this idea that gambling is just not a good mix, in my opinion, for sports. This is kind of going to be the tip of the iceberg over the next, you know, however many years, where you're just going to continue to have these kinds of problems with professional athletes and everything. And I hate to say it, but you guys, you know, you kind of contribute yourselves, Doug. I heard you doing a promo about an hour ago for one of the gambling sites, you know.
Rick, we gave a disclosure at the beginning of the show that everybody knows that this station and some of us have live reads that we are contractually obligated to. And, it is definitely part of this story.
Well, that's what I figured, is that it probably is a contractual thing. But just for reference sake, you know, at the next staff meeting where this might be discussed.
Rick, I'm not going to get into all that, what's going on in staff meetings, but there's a long look in the mirror that I think can be done by a lot of people. And the leagues and the networks and, you know, even here, it can all get discussed.
I mean, this is part of it. I think when the leagues get in bed with the gambling companies, they know there's potential risk. They know it. And this is their worst nightmare, that something like this could happen and can take them down a peg or take them down completely. I don't think this is something that's going to take them down completely by any means. Let this all play out and see how widespread it is. Like you said, there's two parts of the story. There's the part that's the illegal poker games are going on that were rigged, that has nothing to do with sports other than they may have used former athletes to help lure in people. And then there's the sports wagering part. That's the part that really concerns me. The other part concerns me because it's Chauncey. And I love Chauncey. And I don't
Damon
want
Jones
him.
A former Piston, too. We haven't even mentioned that.
You don't love no love for Damon Jones?
I don't even remember Damon Jones. But, it for me, it's Chauncey. And I love Chauncey, and I don't want to see him get, you know, tied up in any of this. But if he is, then that sucks. It really sucks. But for the bigger picture, it's about sports, and this is troublesome. I don't think anybody's gonna be surprised if they find out that there was poker rooms that were owned by mafia. You mean it was fixed, really?
The thing is, yeah, Chauncey's allegations are just poker related right now, but it's not outlandish to draw a line towards sports and sports gambling because of the connection, right? And I do want to make something clear with that caller that bring up, like our station doing live reads or any other plays, even teams and leagues getting sponsored money by gambling sites. What we're doing is very, very legal. You know what I mean? No, we're not doing mafioso type stuff here. What Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier are accused of doing, that stuff is illegal. So there is a difference. I do want to say that.
Straight ahead, we'll talk some Michigan and Michigan State. Circle back to this a little bit later. Interesting backdrop to this game between the Wolverines and Spartans on Saturday. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Saturday, Michigan and Michigan State will play. Oh, a night game. And Scott Anderson, backdrop to this game, is, I think, some griping. Certainly more one fan base than the other about the coaching situation. And, you know, I was thinking about the Michigan State stuff, and I want your opinion on this. You cover the team. You know more. Well, you know more about the team than I do, and admittedly so, and I don't know if people particularly care what I think. So I feel like sometimes removing ourselves from a situation and looking at it from the outside maybe gives you a better perspective on what is really going on. Around college football, this is the year of the fired coach. And I've admitted I'm very uncomfortable with this. I don't like how quick, and I don't know why. These coaches are well compensated. They get fired. They get buyouts. They get paid to do nothing. It's probably a great job to have, an elite contract to have when you get paid to do nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it feeds into hot takes, and we aren't the most hot takey show in the world. Fire the coach. Fire everybody. But in year two here, Jonathan Smith is clearly under heat. And yet, I don't know if it's real heat from the athletic department or it's just fans, but there's grumbling. There's talk about Fickell on the national stage, mm-hmm. whether or not he's going to survive. There's talk about Mike Norvell at Florida State, if he's going to survive. There was talk about Napier at Florida, if he was going to survive. James Franklin, like these stories. There's not talk about Jonathan Smith, and I think it's on a national level. And is it because it's year two and people haven't even, outside of this area, haven't even considered it?
I'm not sure why it hasn't gotten to a national level yet, unless people have sources and they've talked to people and they're like, no, he's fine. I don't know. I look at the situation and, you know, when you see that James Franklin is fired, anybody can be fired. Regardless of what's left on your contract, and certainly what's on Jonathan Smith's contract is nowhere near the scale that was left on James Franklin's contract. I'm not necessarily there to say, got to get a new coach. I'm not there yet. I'd like to see a full second year play out. I mean, he's literally like one game below 500 in his career at Michigan State at this point. My concerns are that the team doesn't look like they're progressing all that well. And I think in large part, though, that's because of a lack of elite players or just good players. I think that they're, you know, they've been bitten by the portal in one way and helped out in another way. I mean, they've had an interesting past with the portal. They've had amazing players out of the portal, and then they've maybe relied too much on it and got nothing out of it in other regards. And, you know, there's such a balancing act with college football coaches and what they have to do, balancing the portal, balancing keeping the players that are already on your roster so they don't enter the portal, and all at the same time, you're trying to recruit high school kids to come to your university, and then you have to constantly re-recruit those guys because there's always going to be, you know, the threat of going to the portal. It's really difficult in today's landscape, but I don't feel bad, and I won't feel bad for any coach that gets fired because their compensation is just too good.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be bought out of a contract, you got a 5-year deal, and if you're bought out after year two, wow, you're still getting paid a ridiculous amount to do nothing, to not coach is what's happening. With Michigan State, I really hope that they give him more of a chance. Now, they have way more information than I'll ever have on this. They'll know what the players feel about this. They know what the boosters feel about it, which is more pronounced now than ever before. Before it was kind of like an untold thing. We don't know what influence boosters have on a program at like Michigan or Michigan State. We didn't know. Now, because of NIL, and it's legally paying players over the table now, above the table, it's totally different. And that does play a role. Now, is that the coach's responsibility, or is that the athletic director's responsibility, or is that something that is in conjunction with all of them? And I think it's probably, you know, a shared responsibility, but nonetheless, it's something that you have to be good at. You have to help fundraise. And if at Michigan State, if the athletic director and the head football coach aren't on the same page in trying to get those donations so that you can get the better players so that you can have better results, then the athletic director eventually will move on if you're not producing on the field. So at the end of this season, if Michigan State, after 2 years of Jonathan Smith, is, you know, 10-14 or something like that, is that enough for them to say that's just, it's just not good enough? We need to find somebody else. The fact that you've got a brand new athletic director who didn't hire this guy, I mean, maybe you're already on the hot seat from moment one.
Again, I feel like I'm interviewing you on this one, but what about this? Because I look at Derek Harmon, who was a first-round pick, transferred from Michigan State, went to Oregon, yep. Would have looked good on the defensive line last year.
Sure would have.
Zion Young, who has got 5 sacks this year for Missouri, would have looked good on Michigan State's defensive line, transfer. Sam Levitt, one of the top quarterbacks in college football mm-hmm. at Arizona State, transferred from Michigan State.
Jeremy Bernard.
These things all seem to be, that's a bigger problem.
Keon Coleman.
Instead of buying out the coach, can you take the $30 million and invest in the roster?
Well,
does that make sense?
That makes 100% sense. And when you spell it out like that, yeah. Like that's what I would be screaming to Michigan State. Like, okay, hold on. Do you really want to buy this guy out? Or do you want to use that money instead? And you're 100% right. That's probably what should happen. But that's only what should happen if you believe this is the right guy for X's and O's. If you think this is the right motivator of the players, if this is the guy that's going to keep players at Michigan State, because it's one thing to pay them, but it's another thing to make sure they're going to buy into it and they're not just going for the top dollar. I mean, I
don't know if you have access to that money, right? I mean, that's the question. Do you have access to that money to pay players that you would have to pay for a coach and a buyout, which under contractually, I don't know how that money's distributed or whatever. But
yeah, I think that the rules are very loose and undefined as to, yep. you know, how and what you can do with money.
It feels like he's lost momentum. Is that a safe?
Well, I think it's very safe to say that. And that's why I think this week is very important, because there have been flashes this year where you watch Michigan State play football and you're like, wait a minute, that's not terrible. That's actually quite good. There were moments against USC where Michigan State, they were going toe-to-toe with them, and it looked good. The whole first half against Indiana. Yeah, and again, Michigan State's defense couldn't stop Indiana, but they had a good game plan to stay in the game and have a lead.
Time-consuming drives.
Yeah, and they were doing just fine. And then the second half starts, and okay, you ran out of gas or whatever you want to say about it. But there have been times this year where they've looked good. And you know, the game against Indiana, is it just simply they ran out of gas? And if that's the case, then that's what you're trying to sell to the team, that you were hanging with one of the top teams in the country. You had a lead against this team for a minute, but it was a lead nonetheless. We need to tap into that mentality. And then you buy into all the rivalry stuff with Michigan. And I think all the players and coaches this week have said the right things, and it's a bitter taste in your mouth. They don't like this. They didn't like how the game ended last year with the fracas on the field and all that stuff. And you know, they can get back and really channel that inner, you know, for lack of a better term, inner hatred that you have for the other school that may or may not have recruited you or whatever you've got. You know, whatever you hold to motivate you, do it. And this feels like it's kind of a last stand. If Michigan State doesn't get off to a good start, or if they're not hanging with Michigan by halftime, then it could get ugly in the second half. And that's what you don't want to see. You don't want to have that report, hey, have you lost the players, you know, the Mickey York question to Bobby Williams, you know, after the Michigan game years ago. You don't want to have that question asked, and you certainly don't want to have the response either. But I think that they have lost momentum. The momentum that was really, it started last year when you hired a new coach, a coach that had done some good things at Oregon State, that was bringing with him a young quarterback that was supposed to be really good, bringing with them a very talented tight end that was supposed to be very good, that was bringing with him at the time an offensive lineman that was supposed to be very good. And after the first season, it was all, eh. And now here it is, another year later, Aiden Childs has gotten better at times. And the game he had against Indiana was a very good game for Aiden Childs. He looked very good. You get that, Aiden Childs, okay, maybe you got something here. But it can't just be the quarterback that takes a step forward. It's got to be everybody else. And it just seems this every year you're recobbling together a new offensive line. It's not just germane to Jonathan Smith. This goes back to Tim Altucker and Harlan Barnett too. It's just, it's been a bit of a disaster, and you're looking for some way to kind of get the ship back on the right track. Ship on the right track? Train on the right track.
Sure. Well, there's more to the backdrop of this game, and we'll talk about the Michigan perspective coming up in 5 minutes here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so talk a little bit about Michigan State, the backdrop there. For Michigan, I do see online grumbling. People who, you know, certainly don't like the USC loss and thinks it's an overall reflection of where the program is. I'll say this about where Michigan is right now, and that is they haven't lost recruiting momentum. And in fact, Sharon and the staff is actually killing it in recruiting. And they've got perhaps time will tell how good this freshman quarterback is. They have four other freshman eligible players on offense, and they have a young secondary. And I said at the beginning of the year, Gator, I kind of talked about tamping down expectations, got a little chesty as the season went on. I've geared him back here a little bit. But overall, you know, it feels like they're headed in a better direction than, you know, certainly they look like a better product on the field than last year. And last year, they really kind of in the vapor trail, the jet wash of what was left behind when Jim Harbaugh left. They fielded a team. They did indeed field a team, but it was somewhat short on personnel. They had a really good couple of defensive linemen, but got very little done offensively. This team, coming off a really good performance last week. And seasons are filled with challenges. The challenge last week was responding to adversity. The challenge this week is, you know, going and being the best version of yourself in a game against a team that's going to put everything on the line. And as far as the rivalry stuff, I've heard more this week the phrase, don't engage. Just don't engage. Just focus on the football. Don't engage. So that's their effort this week, is just to focus on the football and try and go be the best version of themselves in what will be a hostile environment.
Yeah, I think what we saw last year is they did a great job, Michigan did, during the game of not engaging, I guess, and Michigan State didn't do much of that either last year. But once the game ended, Katie barred the door. It was on to go ahead and gloat and do whatever you want. And when you win, you get to do things like that. And I think it's something Sharon Moore has done a pretty good job of keeping it between the lines from whistle to whistle. You know, afterwards, it's a whole different thing. But they've been successful. They've got a good young team. And I think they're well aware that Michigan State, what's going on in East Lansing with their situation. So they know that this game means everything to Michigan State. It always does. Nothing has changed. But maybe what's changed now is it's even more of a sense of urgency for Michigan State because the coach might be embattled. And whether or not these guys want to fight and play for the coach, we'll see on the field on Saturday night.
You are not going, correct? Or are you thinking about going?
I'm still thinking, but I doubt it.
Looking at the buy-in price right now, appears to be around $100. But, you know, I mean, that could change. I don't know if it'll go up or down before game time. The tailgating situation with the night game can lead to an atmosphere.
Without question. I personally love the 3:30 kick. That's always good. Don't have to get up too early to get out there. The 7:30 kick, what's intriguing to me about wanting to go, outside of just the game, is that there's no Lions game on Sunday. And that is still on my mind. Do I want to get out there and do this? I mean, it's what time you want to get home and all that. It is a long, long day and evening, but it's so much fun. it's great to tailgate. And even with this rivalry and the hostility, you've got friends on the other side, and it ends up being, you just walk tailgate to tailgate, and there's Michigan State fans part of each tailgate because everybody's friends, and then the game starts.
Well, I'll say this, even when the game starts, I've talked about for the last few years, I'm a huge fan of taking the temperature down in this rivalry. I don't think it's as much, I mean, I might be wrong on this. Maybe people find it to be more fun than ever, but I don't think it's as much fun as it used to be. And what tends to happen is, you know, is online personas don't represent the real world. Don't overreact to online personas of people you know or don't know. One. Two is, when I talk about this game and this rivalry, and I actually do the same thing. I'm going to have beers tomorrow night with one of my friends who's a big Ohio State guy. I always try and think of, that's the person I'm talking to. That's the person I engage with. Michigan State, it's you, it's Evan, it's my buddy Steve. It's like all these people that are, you know, those are the ones that I should be foremost and prominent in your thoughts, not the toxic online right. representations right. yeah. where people are calling your fan base a cult and you know, talking about how awful you are, and take the worst take by a Michigan or Michigan State fan and then think that's the whole fan base. That's not the way it is.
No.
And so I've been a fan for a long time of taking the temperature down and just getting back to having a celebration of our state. I've said for a while, I'm not a fan of Michigander. I'm Michigander crime. And hopefully I beg for it every year, and it seems to happen not as frequently as I'd like, an incident-free, regular, collegiate, intercollegiate football game.
Oh, it would be nice if we had one of those. I'm not going to lie. I'd like to not talk about what happened seconds after the game or with 30 seconds to go in the game. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to have to say, look, can't you just run over to your – to your fans in the corner and celebrate with them rather than, you know, putting it in the face of your opponent after the game.
Yeah, I've no matter seen who it. Wins. When I was down on the field, I saw it. It was not always the greatest of handshakes, but you don't want to say skip the handshake, because that's that would be a sad state of affairs. Hopefully the leaders at both programs will set the tone.
As it comes to an actual football game, though, I'm excited about it. I'm getting more excited as we get closer and closer to it. I think we've got two young quarterbacks that are both very talented, and we'll see which one has the more of the opportunity to show off that talent. I think Michigan by and large has more talent than Michigan State does as a team, but you can never count the team out in a rivalry game like this.
No, I mean, I've referenced it in the past. The out-of-body Rocky Lombardi, Ricky White experience, right? Was it 11 catches?
It was something crazy, yeah.
And so you never know what's going to happen. I know I heard this said by a player.
Keep bringing up guys that transfer out of the program. You're killing me.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
But I just, like, I was thinking back to something a player said this week, who said, oh, we know to take him seriously. It's less than a year ago. We were in that position going down to Columbus when we were being told that we didn't have a chance in this game and, oh, look at the records and blah, blah, blah. We understand how that can bring out the best in you when a program is, you know, going through some bumps in the road.
And think of this. Do you think last year's Michigan team is better than this year's Michigan team?
No.
You don't think last year's team was better than this year's?
No.
Okay.
I think this year's team is better than last year.
So much talent on a team last year.
I know.
A little surprised.
They lost 5 games.
This is true.
Yep.
Schedule's different each year, but I got it. Because I would have said last year's Michigan team was more talented and was a better team than this year's team.
Well, they had veteran talent. I think there's more talent on this team, but that team had veteran talent at one really important position. That's the defensive line.
My point was going to be,
okay.
I'll still say it, is last year's game was a one-score game, and Michigan State had a chance to tie that game as they got to within one score with 6 minutes to go, and they didn't get it done. They eventually lost. I think it was 24-17 was the final.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not a good Michigan State team, but that was a team that got up for this game. This team, I think, is better than last year, slightly better, but we'll see. We'll see how fired up. Imagine they're fired up. But maybe the injuries come at different positions this year that'll be more punitive to Michigan State than where they were last year. But nonetheless, I think you should expect a pretty spirited game. I don't see this as being a blowout. And last I checked, it was, what, 11 and a half points or something like that. I think this would be a well-played game.
It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797 with the breaking news in the NBA. If you're just joining us, you'll hear it during the update. We haven't touched on the Pistons and Red Wings last night. We'll get to that in the noon hour here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.